Welcome to the Creating Your Life podcast. This is Day 9, The Subconscious Repository, Part 2. One of the things crucial about affirmations and imagination exercises is that you always focus on where you want to go. Aim towards that. You don't focus on where you don't want to go. Remember when the story about riding a bicycle? First time you rode a bicycle, there may have been a pothole or a rock in the road. Let's say there's a rock. If you're new at it, you may be looking at the rock and you want to avoid the rock, but you can't help but focus on the rock. So you end up hitting the rock. Instead, over time, you learn that you focus on where you want to go. This is why when you're driving, when you start thinking about changing lanes, you probably notice that you'll drift towards that lane. This is because we tend to go where we put our attention. This is where we're aiming, and so we go there. This is important to understand because the subconscious repository, while it stores patterns and habits and preferences, it also stores your self-image. It stores the repeated things you think about yourself. It stores what you believe to be true about yourself. It stores your preferences, what you like, what you dislike, what kind of person you think you are. And that raises a number of questions. What do you imagine about yourself? Is everything you imagine about yourself true? Do you focus on the rocks in the path of your life, on what limits you? Or do you focus on what actually might not be true about you? Or, like when riding a bicycle, do you actually focus on the way around the rocks? And we're not just talking about what you imagine about you. What do others imagine about you? Your parents, your friends, your teachers, everybody else. Is what they imagine about you true? Is it possible that your parents or your peers in school or some authoritative teacher put rocks in your head, things that make you stumble, that limit you in some way because you bought into it as being true about you? You see, even if something is not true, it can get stored. It doesn't have to be true to get stored. It just has to be repeated. So if people tell you over and over when you're growing up, you're a klutz, and you start developing this subconscious picture of yourself being a klutz, you'll naturally begin accepting that as a reality. Or perhaps a teacher told you in second grade or early on, you know, you're not that good in math. Maybe you should focus on something else. And there's a part of you that uncritically accepts that. Okay, I'm not good in math. And that becomes a part of your self-image. That gets stored. And what gets stored becomes automatic. Your self-image is your self-imagination. And remember, imagination is the tool with which you architect your life. So it's very important that you begin to actively take charge of what you imagine about yourself, that you engage your creative imagination about yourself. Because right now, there may be all kinds of rocks in your head, and it's time for them to come out. These rocks could be holding you back from achieving things, of seeing yourself do things that you wouldn't normally do. Let me give you an example. There was a time in my life I felt like I never could get a real high-paying job or I couldn't make a lot of money. And I was working with somebody on this, and one of the things we realized, that person, by asking me questions, helped me realize something that happened when I was 12 years old, when I was in sixth grade. I'm a piano player, but at that time I didn't have a piano. I had a drum pad, and I remember playing my drum pad to albums of music I would listen to, like Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. And I remember a day that I told my parents, when I grow up, I'm going to make money doing what I love. I'm going to make money doing music. And my parents told me, both of them, don't ever expect to make money doing what you love. And I was too young to understand that what they were saying was not true. And I somehow uncritically accepted that, and I stored that in my subconscious as part of my self-image. And that image held me back for years. And as you can imagine, I worked very hard to get that image out and replace it with one where I could make lots of money doing what I love. And that has come true. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your next reminder.